This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today we have a very special guest, Amy Brickner. Tell us a little bit about your dairy.
Destiny Dairy Bar is an on-farm location where people can get up close and personally connected with the cows that make their milk. I am blessed to have a great location to be able to bring people directly to the source.
You started out dairy farming.
The transition was incredibly difficult. Right when I was building my store, making the recipes for the milk and really getting a business plan together for starting the on-farm store. So it had been a family dairy, three generations working together. And at the time, the rest of the family really wanted to transition out of dairying and do crop work. So I was left with a herd, finding my own feed, as well as starting the business that I really wanted to get going.
Sounds like one of those curse and a blessing situations.
Yes, and I wonder if I wouldn't have already started building if I would have gone ahead and done it, knowing what work I had to do. I'm very glad that I did, because really the biggest hurdle was opening the store, and it's my biggest accomplishment.
What do you know now that you wish you'd knew before then?
I wish I would have asked more questions specifically of independent contractors in the area. I worked on assuming that the people I was hiring knew what they were doing and knew what my expectations were. And it really slowed down the whole process as I would put in deposits or, you know, buy initial equipment and then wait for months and months to get all of the jobs done.
Traditionally, when people process their own milk, the product mix is kind of interesting to them. It's unique to them.
I started with wanting to make a wide variety of milk flavors, and I did it for two reasons. First of all, the logical reason that I didn't have a lot of room. I didn't have a lot of equipment. I wanted to do the very easiest thing. And of course, you're always told the money comes when you're processing the fat side of it. So the cheese, the ice cream, the butter, that's where the money is. So I knew that my margins were going to be tight, but I also wanted to play on the fact that milk is the full nutritious product. And we make such a wide variety of flavors of ice cream and yogurt that we should be able to do it with milk as well. I started one day, my first recipe was raspberry milk, and it tasted just like I was drinking a milkshake.
Do you use all whole milk, or do you even standardize your milk before you do it?
It's all cream lined, so it's not standardized. Vat pasteurized, don't homogenize. So that creaminess does give it the extra something that people want. But at the same time, my fruit flavors, like the raspberry and the peach, they're not heavy. They don't weigh you down. I tell people before they try it that I can even chug a pint on a hot day and it doesn't make me feel heavy or queasy in any way. It really is refreshing.
What's next for you? Because I think you're a woman who's always looking for the next deal.
We finally are getting our processing container unit up and running, and I'll be starting cheese. I am partnering with a good friend of mine who's been doing aged cheeses for a while. So I'll not only be making fresh cheese myself on the farm, she'll be doing some aged cheese. And I have a lot of farm-to-table ideas in my head that I'm working with my fiancé.
Out of all the things that you're doing, what couple of sentences could you say that really tell a story of what you really love about what you're doing?
It's the people that come to the farm. It's the customers that come and are repeat customers or first-time customers. When I'm having a really bad week, and in this heat this year, there were some bad weeks. And when I'm feeling exhausted, if I spend a couple hours in the store talking with the customers and getting the excitement again of them seeing the baby calves, of them licking their hands, of walking up to one of our big cows that's standing at the feed bunk eating and seeing that, you know, her 12-inch tongue comes out and tries to wrap around them, and just getting that joy again, it reminds you as a dairy farmer why you keep doing it. Because sometimes we forget after the 365-day-a-year thing.
So you can literally live your dream.
Absolutely. I've been destined to do it.
Amy Brickner with Destiny Dairy Bar, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.